would honor and officially welcome you to our third anniversary celebration convention. I think is a one of the is a one of a kind event we have tonight. 3 years, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Three represent the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. 3 years of standing in the gap. 3 years of fervent, heaven-shaking prayer. And 3 years of witnessing God's unwavering faithfulness unfolding in our midst. Look how far He has brought us, people of God. Look at the beautiful global family that has been built through this ministry, the many lives that has been touched. Tonight we pause to give God thanks. Make no mistake, tonight is not just a celebration of our past. It is a profound prophetic declaration of our future. Our theme for this anniversary convention is both a promise and a calling, mantled for the increase. I want to let those words just sink into our spirit. It's in the spiritual realm, the mantle represents authority. It represents a divine calling. It is an equipping. It is equipping for a specific holy purpose. When we say we are mantled for the increase, we're declaring that God has uniquely equipped this ministry and every single one of you under the sound of my voice for a season of unprecedented growth. Perhaps you have felt stretched recently. Perhaps the last few months or years of you have required to exercise more faith than you normally would have. I am here to encourage you tonight that stretching was not to break you. It was God tailoring your mantle so that it fits perfectly. For the heavier weight of glory, to expand your territory and to overflow blessing that is about to release into our life. We are mantled for more. Amen. Tonight, we are setting the atmosphere for that very increase as we gather across different cities and time zone. I know some people may be at 7, 6:30, some people at 4, whatever time. I want to encourage you to lay everything down, lay down every burden, every distraction, and just open our hearts, and elevate our expectation and prepare our spiritual soil because we are going to be mantled tonight. As our man of God would come tonight, Pastor Anthony, we know that he has a fiery word, and we are going to be mantled because we're not going to leave the way we came. Amen. And
Amen.
so, without any further ado, I want to invite the woman of God, Sister Shernette, to come and lead us into our devotional exercise. Sister Shernette, to God be the
Praise
glory.
God, praise God,
Amen.
praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let us bless the Lord, everybody. Greetings to everyone.
Praise
In
God.
The
Praise the
Lord,
Lord, Sister
my name
Shernette.
is
Sister Shernette.
Jesus. I greet you all. I greet you all well. I'm Sister Shernette, as Brother Scott would have mentioned, and I'm here to do the devotion.
Praise
As you would have
God. Praise
mentioned,
God.
it is our third celebration, right? So we
Mm-hmm.
have a whole lot to give God thanks for.
Thanks for.
We are
Amen.
here tonight just to worship God because He has been great. Bless the Lord. And so tonight I'm tasked to do the devotion and I'll get right into it. And as Brother Scott mentioned, the theme that we are under is mantled for
Thank
the
you.
increase. Bless the Lord. And tonight said we are mantled. We have that power, we have that authority, and we are here to receive more from the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. So I'm going to go right into it, and I'm just going to do the chorus of this song. The song that says, let the power fall on me. And tonight, if we are here to receive, the power of God is here to fall upon us. The power of God
Amen.
is here, and it is for
Amen.
us to reach out and to receive that increase that is in store for us. Let us bless the Lord. Let
Hallelujah.
us bless the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Praise His holy name. So I'm just
Hallelujah.
going to do the
Praise God.
chorus as I
Hallelujah.
get into
Praise
our
God.
scripture and prayer. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise His holy name. My Lord, you power.
Let the power from heaven fall on me. Let the power
Power
fall
fall
on
on
me.
me. Mr. Charnette, your mic is down low.
Go ahead, Brother Scott.
Yeah, your mic is low.
All
Yeah,
right.
I'm hearing you now.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you now.
All
Yes.
right. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh, let the power fall on me, my Lord. Let the power fall on me. Oh, let the power from heaven
Fall
fall
on
on us.
me,
Let the
let the
power
power
fall
fall
on
on
me.
me.
Oh, let the
Right, so
power.
as the song said, let the power fall on me,
Amen.
my Lord, let the power fall
Powerful.
on me. And that
Yes.
is what we want, the power of God, the fire of God to fall on us tonight. And if we come ready with our vessels, then it is here for us. Let us bless
Amen.
the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Bless his
God.
holy
Holy name.
name.
So we
Praise
want that
God.
fire. We want that power to fall on us tonight. And so I'm
Amen.
going to go right into our night scripture, which comes to us from the book of 2 Kings 2, verses 13 and 14. So that's 2 Kings 2, verses 13 and 14. And it reads, He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan, verses 14.
Yeah.
And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, Where is the God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Here endeth a portion of God's word. Let us bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the
In
Lord.
the name
So
of
tonight,
Jesus.
as the theme said again, we are mantled for the increase. Saints of God, we have the power. Elisha, he took up the mantle and he spoke to the water because
Yeah.
the power was bestowed
Hallelujah.
upon him. Bless the
Yes.
name of Jesus. And tonight, saints of God, we have the power. We have the mantle and we are here to be mantled for the increase. Bless the
Amen.
Lord. And so
Praise
tonight,
God.
if we come ready to receive what God has in store for us, saints of God, then nothing shall hold us back. Nothing shall
Amen.
hold us back. We have the power, and there is higher power to gain from
Yeah.
God. Bless the Lord. And so tonight we are going to set our vessels because we are mantled for the increase. We have the authority, we have the power, and there is higher heights to reach in God. Let us bless the Lord.
Praise
We praise
God.
his holy
Hallelujah.
name. Bless the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the name
So,
of
as we
Jesus.
continue, saints of
Oh,
God, I
Jesus.
just want to breathe a little word of prayer for us tonight as we get started, as we set the vessels, as we turn up our cups to receive from God. Bless the name of Jesus. So let us pray. Mighty God, our Father, our everlasting God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords,
Yes,
tonight as
Lord.
we are gathered here as a family, God, we are gathered here as your church, God. We come tonight,
Hallelujah.
Almighty God, with
God, in
one
the name
heart,
of
one
Jesus.
desire, one mind, one determination, God,
Oh,
and that is to
Jesus.
receive from you tonight.
Name
And
of
so tonight, we
Jesus.
want to set the platform, God. We want to
Yes,
set
Lord.
the hearts, Almighty God, ready,
Amen.
Almighty God, to be mantled for the
Hallelujah.
increase. And God Almighty, I pray to tonight, that whatever is supposed to come forth, God, whatever is supposed to be said and done tonight, Almighty God, you'll take
Oh
over.
Jesus,
God,
yes
you
Lord,
take up
Lord,
residence in this place
in the
tonight,
name
oh
of
God.
Hallelujah,
Father, in the name of Jesus, I
Hallelujah,
pray that you may
Hallelujah,
take
in the
over
name of
every
Jesus,
atmosphere tonight, Almighty
oh
God.
Jesus,
I pray that you may clear
yes
the
Lord,
atmosphere of every dark cloud, God,
Mighty
so
God,
that we can receive
Hallelujah,
from you tonight. Father,
oh
in the name of
Jesus,
Jesus
in the
Christ
name
of
of
Nazareth, the
Jesus,
song where I said, let the fire, let the power fall on me, oh God
Hallelujah,
Almighty. And tonight we need that fall. Tonight, Almighty
yes
God, we
Lord.
need that increase, God. And
Mighty
so we are
God.
here ready, waiting, Almighty God, with our praise,
Thank
with
you,
our worship,
Jesus.
Almighty God, to be, Almighty God, filled with more of you tonight. And
Oh,
so I ask of
Jesus.
you
Yes,
that you may
Lord.
bless the hearts of those who are listening right now, those who
Bless
are
your
on their
people.
way in,
Hallelujah.
Almighty God.
Bless your
Set the
people.
atmosphere, set the tone, God Almighty, and
Please,
let there be
God.
a release, let there be a breakthrough, God, let there be an
Hallelujah.
increase
In the name of
tonight,
Jesus. In the
in the
name of
name of Jesus
Jesus.
Christ of Nazareth. God, we tell you thanks,
Thank you,
God, for the mighty
Jesus.
long way that you have carried us as a
Thank
church
you,
family, God,
Jesus.
and
Mighty
that
God.
that you have in
Hallelujah.
store for us tonight.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Almighty, we commit everything into your hands tonight,
Thank you,
and we tell you
Jesus.
thanks, God, because we know that the best is yet to
To
come. We
come.
leave the
Oh,
rest into your
Jesus.
hands, God, and we tell you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen
Amen.
Amen.
and
Amen. Amen.
amen.
Bless
Bless
God.
the Lord. Let me hear a
Hallelujah.
worship in the room tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Let
Hallelujah.
me
Bless
hear a
the name
worship
of
in your
Thank you,
room
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
tonight. Almighty God,
Bless
the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord, we worship. 90 days of
Hallelujah.
joy. God, we
Thank
bless
you,
today
God.
the name of
Hallelujah.
Nazareth.
Thank
God,
you,
I say, God,
Jesus.
bless the
Hallelujah.
name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory be praised.
Hallelujah.
God, we set the atmosphere.
Worthy to be
God,
praised.
we set the tone. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise His glory. Let the
Hallelujah.
saints of God be ready
Jesus.
for the
Oh,
increase,
Jesus.
mantled
Hallelujah.
for the increase. We are here tonight, not just for hearsake, but we are here tonight to receive, because God
Amen.
is with us and He's with us on this journey. So be blessed as we go forward, saints of God. Don't take it for granted, because something is in store. A little songwriter put it, something good is going to happen.
Amen.
Something
My
good is
God.
in
My
store.
God.
Bless the name of
My God.
Jesus.
Amen.
Mighty God,
Hallelujah.
something good is in store.
Hallelujah.
Let us have our heart and our mind in one place and ready to receive from God. So as we go forward tonight, remember, we have the power to do what God would have called us to do. And we are here for higher heights and deeper depths. So saints of God, be blessed, be encouraged as we are mantled for the increase. The Lord bless you. I am Sister Sharonette, as we continue in Jesus' name. Over to you, my brother Scott. Bless the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Isn't he
Jesus.
wonderful?
Amen now.
Amen.
Praise
Yes,
God.
our God is wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Amen. Without any further ado, as we carry on, I will now invite our own Sister Nadine Wright, to come with the opening remarks.
Bless the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The writer
Hallelujah.
declares, I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people.
My
Bless the
God.
name of Jesus. And tonight we come to lift up the name of the Lord and to give him praise and to give him thanks for what he has done for us over the many years. Praise God for
Oh,
how he have
Jesus.
brought us through the different deliverance, the different breakthrough, the different healing, mighty God, the testimony, the things
Hallelujah.
then that we have been through and how we overcome. We come
Oh,
to give him
Jesus.
praise
Yes,
tonight and to
Lord.
celebrate Jesus, mighty God of heaven. We celebrate birthday, we celebrate
Oh,
anniversary,
Jesus.
we
Oh,
celebrate our
Jesus.
training pass with the traditionalized school. But tonight we are going to celebrate Jesus, hallelujah,
Amen.
because he
Amen.
is worthy, hallelujah. Nothing else, everything else is going to be put
Hallelujah.
aside and set aside for these few hours that we are going to bask in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
And just to
Lord.
lift up the name of Jesus. Blessed
Amen. Yes,
be
the
the
Lord.
name of the Lord. Praise God. The theme we are working with tonight is mantled for increase. And may I remind us tonight that the increase is a prophetic spiritual concept, meaning that God has uniquely clothed his people, equipped and anointed his people with divine authority and capacity to experience multiplication, expansion, and spiritual growth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The spiritual context of this mantle, praise God, it represents a garment of destiny, purpose, and of spiritual responsibility. Come on now, spiritual responsibility. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We can't just be careless with this mantle. When we are mantled, we can't just live every anyhow. Praise God,
My
because we are
God.
clothed, we are equipped. Praise God, we are anointed. Hallelujah. And so we have some spiritual, praise
Oh,
God,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
responsibilities. My God, we
Hallelujah.
don't feel like we want to pray, but we pray. We don't feel like we want to
My
encourage
God.
somebody,
My
make we
God.
encourage somebody. Blessed be
Yes,
the name
God.
of the Lord, and carry out
Yes.
all the spiritual responsibilities, because the Holy Ghost came and it is a power for serving. It means your current season of limitation has been broken, so you can now step into a double portion. Praise God.
Yes,
Blessings
hallelujah.
and expansion in your influence, so we can influence people, double portion. Praise
Amen.
God Almighty. The scripture just read that Elisha got a double portion and he slapped the water. Praise God Almighty.
My
Hallelujah.
God,
So
my
tonight
God.
we
Praise the
are
Lord.
setting ourselves in that position to
Yes.
receive from the Lord the double
Hallelujah. Amen.
portion. This, praise God,
Yes.
mantled and the double
Amen.
portion in the
Mighty
name
God.
of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Church, me
Oh
feel
God.
excited. And from when
Yes.
me testify, so me I will get some breakthrough tonight. And my
Jesus.
expectations are high. Praise
Mighty
God.
God.
So when you see me clapping and shouting, love me, make me praise God,
Come
because me
on. Oh
expect some
God. Oh
release
God.
from
Oh
him
God.
tonight. Blessed
My
be the
God.
name of the Lord. At this time, our sister Sasha will be coming. Praise God with our welcome. Sister Sasha, at this time, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Sister Sasha, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Deacon, you want to go ahead
Yes,
until she comes?
I just want to take this opportunity to welcome the people of God into the house of God.
Amen.
We're going to take turn this place into a sanctuary. Hallelujah. And we're going to enter
Hallelujah.
into the sanctuary with thanksgiving in our heart. People of God, know for sure that is what you put in, you get out. If you
Yeah.
come to receive, you will receive. I want to welcome all of our first-time worshipers with us tonight. I want to give God thanks for you. This is the place to be on a Thursday evening. This is the place where we can, where we have a portal to heaven. Our ministry is Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International, and this is a place where is judgmental, is not, is non-judgmental, where you can express yourself. You can worship in the comfort of your home. You know, we are here online in one body, one spirit, one soul. We are serving a big and mighty God. And we have
Yes.
seen where we have done many break. We have gotten very many breakthroughs. If you could hear our testimonies, the one that are shared and the one that are unshared, it is powerful. And
Yes.
we still know that there is more. So as our guest speaker would come tonight, we know that he has a word from the Lord for us. We know that
Hallelujah.
he's going to speak as a mantle from glory. We know that we're going to receive something because our soil is plowed up on the
Yes.
inside. We have space for more. There's a shaking in our
Man.
vessel. And we
Yes.
know that we need it to be tapped up tonight. And so we
Mighty
are
God.
opening our cups, because tonight we know after tonight we're going to drink from our saucers. We're going to have an overflowing, a pressed down, shaken together, running over type of anointing. Amen. Bless
God
the
bless
Lord.
you.
Bless the Lord.
God bless you.
I'm
God bless
so
you, Deacon Scott. God
bless
bless
the
you.
Lord.
God bless you. Praise
Amen.
God. Can we get up worship in the house? Can we just unmute our
Be
mics for
blessed
a
and
little bit
hallelujah.
and
Jesus.
just give some
Hallelujah.
God some
Hallelujah.
worship?
We glorify you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless
Hallelujah,
the
Jesus.
Lord.
Glory to
Jesus.
God.
Worthy of
Glory
his
to
praise.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Worthy
Praise God.
of his
Lord.
praise.
Hallelujah.
Worthy of his
Hallelujah.
name. The Lord God Almighty.
Worthy
to
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We honor him and we lift him up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Before
Right.
I move on, I just want to sing this song and clap my hands. Sing with me. Let's go forward for God. And like soldier man, don't give up, don't give in. God have an army and we're bound to win. Satan have an evil force fighting against the church. Put on your armor, pull out your sword. We are fighting in the name of
The
the Lord. Let's go forward for
Lord.
God, church. Let us fight like soldier man. Don't give up. Don't give in. God have an army and we're bound to win. Satan have an evil force
Force.
fighting against the church. Put on your armor, pull out your sword. We are fighting in the name of
The
the Lord. Let's go forward for God and let us fight like soldier man. Don't
Hallelujah.
give up, don't give in. God have an army and we're born to win. Satan have an evil force fighting against the church. Put on your armor, pull out your sword. We are fighting in the name of the Lord. God bless your church. Praise
Hallelujah.
the Lord.
God bless the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
We are going
Hallelujah.
to win in
Name
Jesus'
for
name.
Jesus.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am feeling good in the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At this time, I would call for Sister Camille Pierchan from the moderator's desk with a message at this time. Sister Camille, praise God, over to you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, people of God.
Praise
Bless
the
Praise
Lord.
the Lord.
Bless
Bless
the name of
God.
Jesus. Bless
Hallelujah.
the name of
Bless
Jesus.
the Lord.
Pour
Bless,
our down.
bless,
Bless the Lord at
bless.
all times.
Amen.
Praise shall continually be in my mouth. And tonight we're adopting that scripture. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Greet you. Let us hear the praise of the Lord in your mouth. You know, you should be ready. You should have a
Yes.
on your lips, so that when I say bless the Lord, people of God, even before I finish, you know, the platform, the atmosphere is flowing.
There.
Hallelujah.
We are celebrating 3 years. Hallelujah. Tonight, 3 years. 3 years of victory. Three
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
solid years. And so we bless the Lord. I have a message from the moderator's desk tonight, and I invite you to, you know, tune in and put away what you're doing and let us have a time in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Pleasant evening, ladies and gentlemen, saints, sisters, viewers across the Kingdom League. Welcome to this special live broadcast of the Kingdom Sports Network. I am your sports analyst, Camille Pierchand, and tonight we bring you exclusive coverage of one of the most significant ongoing matches in the spiritual arena, the Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International versus the Kingdom of Darkness.
Come on now.
We see that this match has unfolded before our very eyes. What began as a small, unknown formation has now developed into a growing, disciplined, and spiritually aggressive kingdom team operating in prayer, worship, and spiritual impact. Tonight,
We review the journey, the turning points, and the defining moments that have shaped this match so far. Previously on the field, season one. 3 years ago, Prayer Portal stepped onto the field with only nine believers. No recognition, no spotlight, no expectation from the natural analyst, just a small squad with one strategy, prayer. But heaven already saw formation taking place. Unity was being built, endurance being trained, and a foundation was being laid that would not collapse under pressure. Every moment was intentional. Every connection was spiritual. And though they looked like the underdogs, heaven saw a team in development. Season two, the Courts of Glory review. In season two of the Kingdom League, the entire atmosphere shifted. The Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International was summoned for a full Kingdom League review. After extensive analysis of their impact, the team was faced with multiple charges: aiding and abetting spiritual transformation, conspiracy to build disciples, illegal distribution of hope, persistent acts of intercession, disturbing the kingdom of darkness through fasting,
Can I get my glasses over there, please?
through worship, raising spiritual leaders without opposition's approval. And after the review of the match footage and the spiritual evidence, the verdict was delivered: guilty. Guilty of advancing the kingdom of God, guilty of dismantling darkness, guilty of transforming lives. And now we enter season three. Prayer Portal returns under a new identity on the field this season, mantled for the increase. Roster expansion is undeniable, from nine players to 44 active members, with match day attendance sometimes reaching up to 70 individuals when visitors and supporters join. And guiding this growing squad from the technical area is a unified coaching staff, providing spiritual strategy and leadership direction as the team advances in kingdom purpose. This coaching staff include Deacon Scott. Deacon, bless the Lord.
And amen. Bless the
Sister
Lord.
Lee Edwards.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Sister Terrian McNeil.
I will not be silent. I will always worship.
Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Sister Nadine Wright.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise God.
Chand, working together on the sidelines to keep the team aligned, focused, and mission-driven. But what makes this season powerful is not just numbers. It is coordinated spiritual movement across multiple zones. And now, season three brings us to an exciting live match right here in the Kingdom League. The teams are in position, the whistle has blown, and we're officially live on the field. The Kingdom of Darkness attempts a structured attack through discouragement, but it is intercepted by Prayer Portal's weekly Wednesday fasting. What a clean break in the midfield! The Prayer Portalites quickly regain possession and advance along the battlefield. Now the opposition attempts another push, this time working through fear and confusion, looking to create an opening in the defense. But Thursday night prayer meetings close the space, allowing the formation to collapse instantly. Now, a dangerous counterattack is developing late in the match. But is that prayer portal? Yes, it is. With an all-night prayer vigil, fire to shut it down completely. There is no penetration, no breakthrough. Prayer portal retains control. And that's the whistle signaling the halftime break. And that's our cue also for a break in transmission. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back shortly after these messages. Bless the Lord. I'm not finished, Sister Nadine.
No, I know.
Your message.
Hallelujah.
Give me 30 seconds. Let me share screen, show the message. Let me know if you're able to see my screen.
Yes, I'm seeing a screen.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, I just want to give God thanks for His grace and His mercy. I remembered when
not hearing, Sister Camille.
Are you able to hear when I unmute?
No.
To have my peace, I left.
Nothing?
Yes.
But I thank
You
God
hear it now.
for
You're
the
here now.
of Sister Camille. Even though I wasn't in the WhatsApp group, she would always send me the Zoom link to join prayer meeting. And I remember one day, I think it was April or March or April, I went and fasting, Wednesday fasting. And at the end of the fast, I was outside with my students for recess, and I got a voice note from Sister Camille saying that, she was praying for the members in the group, and her mind was just key, kept coming, reflecting on me. And it would be great if I could join the group because it would be, spirit filled for me as an individual and also as as a group, individually and collectively. I followed the obedience and I said, God, thank you for speaking through her and for her to be obedient to speak to me. And I joined the group and it has been a spirit filled moment. Yes, I have been down. I have been shattered, but I am giving God thanks for the grace and His mercy. I remember group one went into fasting. And at the end of it, Brother Scott was talking and, he said, based on especially what I was going through, what the members of Group One were really going through at that time, he said, okay, he's going to speak with the leader, the leader, the leaders rather. And we had a night village. It was Friday, 4 hours of praying. And it was so great. I was so filled. And then the other day when we had the prayer meeting again for Sister Vernon, it was a spirit filled. And even again, I was going through some documentations, and Sister Camille, she was also obedient again to reach out to me and to said, Sister, let us fast. I just want to give God thanks and I want to give God glory. I want to give Him all the glory and I'm giving all the praise because I see we're coming back to prayer portal has helped me spiritually. It has helped me individually. It has helped me collectively. It has helped me to grow in God and for God and to be humble, and even give me another spin on how to fast, not just praying, 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 reading the Bible, but to sing, to listen to some songs that would uplift me. And I can
Right.
use a song for prayer. I want to give Him thanks and I want to give Him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise God.
The name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Break.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We get back. Let me stop sharing. We get back to regular programming. Are you still able to see my screen?
Yes.
All right, I'm not sure. Okay, we should be good.
Yes, we're good.
And we are back for the second half here in Kingdom League 3. The prayer portalites return to the field looking stronger than ever before. And it appears that the coaching staff has made some excellent adjustments during the break. The kingdom of darkness attempts to exploit weakness through burnout, poor stewardship, broken relationships, and spiritual stagnation. But the prayer portal training ground responds immediately with seminars, wellness seminar, financial empowerment seminar, marriage and singles seminar. What a tactical masterclass. The entire formation has been strengthened from the defense to attack. This is no longer survival football. This is structured kingdom development. And now we see the crowd rises to its feet after the highlight, as we enter the highlight reel portion of the match. As the forces of darkness attempt to slow the team through spiritual apathy, the prayer portal eyes respond with a strong defensive structure, creative engagement of the word through Meet the Legends, First and Second Adam, Psalm of, Hymn of Encounters, Bible study scavenger hunt, and team fellowship games night. Every activity has increased biblical knowledge, strengthened fellowship, and developed spiritual maturity. And wait a minute, the kingdom of darkness comes with a dangerous challenge. During the time of Hurricane Melissa, attempting to shake the team's hope and to disrupt their momentum. But what's this? The referee reaches into his pocket. Is that it is a red card to the enemy. The prayer portal lights respond with lend a helping hand initiative. They've started a bank account and a relief fundraiser, raising over $1,000 to support the affected families. What a remarkable team effort. This is not just possession. This is kingdom impact beyond the pitch. The prayer portal lights continue to dominate the scoreboard. And while the kingdom of darkness racks up costly fouls and struggles to contain coordinated kingdom attacks, what a performance we're witnessing, people of God, in Kingdom League Season 3. And here we go, the final build-up. Fasting connects with prayer. Seminars strengthen formation. Worship and unity combines in the midfield. One touch passes of faith are being released. Breakthroughs in the spirit. The defense is collapsing under pressure. And goal in the spirit. Another stronghold has been broken. Another victory has been secured. The kingdom of darkness has been defeated once more. What a finish. There goes the final whistle from the referee. And as we conclude tonight's broadcast, one thing is abundantly clear. The match is still unfolding. The momentum belongs to the prayer portal. 3 seasons ago, there were 9 believers gathered on the field of prayer. 2 seasons ago, prayer portal stood before the courts of glory and was found guilty, not of failure, but of advancing the kingdom of God through consistent spiritual impact. And today we report the game continues, but so does victory. Hallelujah. Ah, praise God. We report that the game continues, but so does victory. Lives are still being transformed on the field. Prayers are still shifting the atmospheres. Hallelujah. In real
Amen.
time, disciples are still being equipped through every area
Hallelujah.
of the ministry, and the kingdom of God is advancing with undeniable authority. Ah, God, but we also report this final. The kingdom of darkness has been consistently defeated throughout this season, and every attempt to disrupt unity has been overruled by the
Yes.
word and the spirit of Almighty God. So, prayer portal, keep pressing forward, keep passing the ball of faith. Hallelujah. Keep defending through prayer. Keep attacking through worship. Hallelujah. Keep
Hallelujah.
shining. Mia robust.
Hallelujah.
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 Because no matter how intense
Hallelujah.
Opposition becomes light, always win. And this team is shining like a light set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Hallelujah. This is the final whistle. This is Camille Pierchand reporting live from the Kingdom Sports Network. Until next season, stay prayerful, stay faithful, stay watchful, and remain mantled for the increase.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Blessed be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Almighty God.
Bless the
Hallelujah.
name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Can we unmute our mics and give the Lord a praise in the house?
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, mighty God.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so it is a fitting time to have Sister Terry and Matt Neal come at this time with our praise break, because we have learned the lesson. We have heard it. Praise God. It's time to give God the praise. Sister Terry, at this time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wait on the next season. We're going to worship.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And tonight I invite us all just to come into fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The word of the Lord says, I will bless the Lord at all times. All times, not sometimes. All times. Through sickness, through health, through grief, anytime. All times.
My God.
Continually be in my mouth. Not sometimes. So tonight we are going to speak to our spirit. Doesn't matter what we are going through. We know, God, that we can trust that when we worship him, when we send up the worship, the blessings will come down. Glory to God. And so we are going to command our spirits to worship. The psalmist David said, Spirit, why art thou disquieted in me, within me? Hope in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let us hope in him tonight as you join with me to sing in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Let us think about all the goodness
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's not think about the things that we want from him now. Let's just think about his awesomeness.
Yes.
And command our spirits to worship him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Worship, oh my soul, for there's a higher place of praise. When my heart is overwhelmed, I lift my voice, for there's a higher place of praise that can destroy the yoke today. I choose to worship, worship, oh my soul. Worship, oh my soul, for there's a higher place of praise.
Hallelujah.
My heart is overwhelmed. I lift my voice, oh God, for there's a higher place of praise that can destroy the yoke today. I choose to worship, worship, oh my soul. Lord, I choose to worship, worship, oh my soul. It doesn't matter what I'm going through, I'll worship, Lord. Worship, oh my soul. I choose to worship,
Jesus.
Worship, oh my soul.
Hallelujah.
bless thee, O Lord,
Hallelujah.
With a heart of
Jesus.
thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
I will
Jesus.
bless thee, O Lord.
Thank
Somebody
you,
help me
Jesus.
to bless the Lord. I will bless
Bless
thee,
thee,
O
O
Lord,
Lord.
my
Hallelujah.
God. I will
I will
bless
bless
thee,
thee,
O
O
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Oh,
Jesus.
with a heart of
Thanksgiving.
yes, Lord, I'm
Lord, I
gonna
bless
bless,
thee,
oh
O
Lord, with my hands lifted high.
Lord. Hallelujah. Let our
Hallelujah.
mouth fill with praise.
Lord, my mouth
With
Thank you, Jesus.
prayer.
Oh,
For
Jesus.
with a heart of thanksgiving, Lord, we're
Hallelujah.
gonna bless
I'll
you,
bless
oh
you.
Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. We're gonna bless you, oh Lord.
Lord,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh, we bless you, oh Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Oh, with a heart of thanksgiving. Oh God, we
I will
bless
bless
you, oh
thee,
Lord.
Lord.
Who you are, we will bless you, oh
Lord
Lord.
Jesus. Lord.
Hallelujah. We will bless you, oh Lord. Oh, with a heart of thanksgiving. And we thank you, Lord. We thank
Lord.
you. We will bless you,
Bless you, O
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, with a heart of thanksgiving, oh God, we will bless you, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You
Hallelujah.
have done great
Great
things.
things.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You, Lord, have done
Great
great things, oh God.
Hallelujah.
You have done great things. We bless your holy name. Somebody worship with me. Lord, you have done great things.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. You, Lord, you have done great
things. Things you
Lord,
have done, Lord.
Lord,
Hallelujah.
You, Lord, have done great things.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, we bless your name. We bless
Bless
your
name.
We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
We bless
Bless
your
your name,
name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Worship you.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, I said,
Hallelujah.
Lord, you alone
your name,
have done
Jesus.
Great things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
You, Lord, you have
Jesus.
done, you have done great things, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
You, Lord, have done great things.
Bless your holy name, Jesus.
Open your mics and worship with me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless your
Lord,
name,
Lord,
Jesus.
I've done great things.
I worship
you. Have
you
done great things, Lord.
I praise is what I do. Bless mighty God.
Hallelujah.
I exalt you, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord, at all times.
Done great things,
mighty God.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 At this time, we call for Sister Angel. Praise God to bring a rendition. Sister Angel, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the
Good evening, Sister. Thank you all for having me. We are
hallelujah
for increase. We're gonna have an
Jesus
evening.
Amen.
Jesus name.
Jesus.
Bless me, bless me, oh Lord, bless me indeed, Lord, my territory, oh Lord, bless me indeed. Bless me indeed.
In the name of Jesus.
Increase. Hallelujah. Increase. Oh Lord, bless me indeed.
Hallelujah.
My territory.
Oh Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord,
bless me indeed. Keep your hands upon me, that no evil cannot harm me. Sunshine and rain, sickness and pain, God, I humbly come to you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Enlarge my territory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My territory,
hallelujah.
Oh Lord, bless me indeed. I pray for increase,
hallelujah.
I pray for increase. Keep your hands upon me.
Jesus.
That no evil cannot harm me.
Hallelujah.
Sunshine and rain.
Hallelujah.
Sickness and pain. God, I humbly come to you.
Sing in the name of Jesus.
Territory,
hallelujah.
Enlarge my territory, enlarge my territory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Enlarge my territory. Oh, enlarge my territory.
Lord, we thank you for
enlarge my territory. Enlarge my territory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, enlarge my territory. Oh, Lord, bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Oh, I pray for increase.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 We bless your name, mighty God. We thank you for the increase, Lord. Hallelujah. You are worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, mighty God. We thank you for the increase. We give you glory, mighty God. You are worthy, Jesus. We exalt your name, mighty God. We praise you, Lord God. We break the alabaster box before you and give you worship. Hallelujah. Anything that means anything to us, we just open it up before you, mighty God. We bow our knees before your throne. We know our life is not our own. We offer it up to you, mighty God, as a living sacrifice. To give you praise and to give you glory, mighty God. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise God. I was muted. Praise God. So as we continue our program tonight, we are mantled for the increase. I pray that all the scattering thoughts will be gathered. Praise God, all the minds that are wandering here. We come against every spectating spirit in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that our heart will, a mind will be on the Lord. And as we worship together,
My God, we will feel his presence and his arms around us through.
Hallelujah.
God is good. That is in our midst tonight. And he's here to bless and to do us good. Our devotion spoke about the mantle, mighty God, that fell from Elijah when Elisha picked it up. Hallelujah. We were told tonight, oh, hallelujah, the great report, mighty God. And whose report do we believe? We are mantled for increase in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Without further ado, I will call forth Elder Edwards to come at this time and make the introduction of our guest speaker for our convention. God bless you in Jesus' name. Over to Elder Edwards.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can we praise and worship to the Lord tonight?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are happy to be here.
Yes.
Celebrating not one, not two, but 3 years, hallelujah, of steadfast worship and praise and prayer and fellowship in the presence of the Lord. And tonight, my heart is happy. It's indicting a good matter. Hallelujah. And my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Hallelujah. I join Sister Angel as she asks the Lord to enlarge our territories, mighty God. And as we ask him to bless us indeed, tonight we are mantled, we are covered, we are enveloped, we are cloaked for the increase. If you are ready for the increase, just shout to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. And so, saints, tonight I bless the Lord to be given this great opportunity to introduce to us, hallelujah, tonight's speaker, the man of God, who I was granted the great privilege to have known him from he was a little boy. Brother Anthony, from you were a little boy. And I have watched him grown from strength to strength in the power of the Lord God Almighty. And tonight, I am excited, hallelujah, to hear what the Lord have in store for us. So I will just go right into introducing tonight's speaker. Praise the Lord. Pastor Anthony Campbell is a dedicated minister, entrepreneur, family man, and community servant whose life is committed to faith, leadership, and helping others. He is the loving husband of Levina Powell Campbell. And together, they are the proud parents of two children, their son, Samar Anthony Campbell, and their daughter, Olivia Grace Campbell. Family remains a central part of his life and ministry. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Pastor Campbell has pursued extensive studies in both religious and secular disciplines. He studied Greek and Roman mythology through the University of Pennsylvania and completed studies in church administration and time management through Duke University. He also holds a diploma in business management from Hart NSTA Trust and is a graduate of the Covenant Bible Institute of the Caribbean, where he earned a diploma in Christian education. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As a licensed minister of religion in the Church of God of Prophecy, Pastor Campbell faithfully serves as a pastor of the Church of God of Prophecy, Grovetown, and the Church of God of Prophecy, Ballinure. His ministry is characterized by a passion for biblical teaching, discipleship, evangelism, leadership development, and community outreach. In addition to his pastoral responsibilities, Pastor Campbell is an active member of the Evangelism Department for the Parish of Manchester, Jamaica, within the Church of God of Prophecy. He's also involved with Youth for Christ through its Mandeville branch, where he supports efforts aimed at reaching and mentoring young people for Christ. A firm believer in leadership development, Pastor Campbell is deeply committed to equipping the next generation of church leaders. He is actively engaged in training and mentoring individuals for leadership roles within the church, preparing and empowering them to serve as lay ministers and effective Christian leaders. His desire is to see others discover, develop, and fulfill their God-given calling in ministry and service. Hallelujah. Beyond yes. ministry, Pastor Campbell is an accomplished entrepreneur. He operates as a herbalist through his registered business, TPB Wellness, promoting health and wellness through natural solutions. Alongside his wife, he serves as co-director of Hands of Mercy Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support to families during times of bereavement. He also works professionally as a pest control specialist. Throughout his life, Pastor Campbell has remained committed to serving both God and humanity, whether through preaching, mentoring, business leadership, wellness services, or community outreach. He seeks to make a meaningful and lasting impact in the lives of others. His ministry and personal mission are rooted in compassion, service, and the belief that every individual deserves support, encouragement, and an opportunity to grow. His motto, help those who are unable to help themselves. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for the man.
Hallelujah.
And I encourage you just to turn
Hallelujah.
Your up as we hear from the man of God. Over to you, Brother Anthony. God bless you.
Praise God.
Amen.
A pleasant night to everyone that is on the platform this evening. I must acknowledge especially the director of this ministry and her team, Sister Camille Peart Shan, and her team and every member of this movement. Indeed, as Elder
Edwards. Just a
minute. Yeah, man, just a minute. I'm waiting until the noise in my background is past. Yes, as Elder Edwards would have said, she would have known me all my, well, she said from I was a little boy. But I believe it would have been for all my life. yes, and I see a few faces and I heard of some voice that I'm familiar with on the program, mm-hmm. on the platform tonight. Moderator, Sister Nadine.
God bless you, Pastor.
And Sister Nadine and myself would have been, you know, when I just started out evangelism, it was in form under
True.
My mentor, the late Colin Anderson.
Oh, may his soul rest in peace.
Let his soul indeed rest in peace. Tonight, I am not here with
a
long word. I've realized that I'm getting old.
Ooh.
as young as I am. Look, I'm getting old. I can't preach as long as I used to. But indeed, God has given me a word. And I want to use for our text this evening and the foundation text that has been read earlier, 2 Kings chapter 2, reading verse 2 Kings 2, I'll be reading verse 13 and verse 14. Yes. And it reads, he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the God of Elijah? And when he had, and when he also had smitten the water, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Tonight, as the theme declares, mantle for the increase. Are mantled for the increase. We want to take the theme apart in order to understand what our focus, our purpose for this evening is. I must also, before we get deep into the word, dissecting the word, commend this group as I sat here and I listened to carry a ministry for 3 years. It's not easy.
No.
To push, even when you have opposition, it's not easy. To continue the work, even when it gets challenging. You know, it spelled volume that you would have been here for 3 years and going strong. I want to say to us that it is important that we understand our mandate. It's important that we understand where we are going and why we are here. As the word of God, as the theme declare, first of all, mantled for the increase. I don't want my focus to be on the increase per se for this evening message.
Yeah.
I want my focus or our focus to be on the mantle.
Mantle. Come on now. Amen.
Now,
hallelujah.
What is a mantle? Because in order for us to understand what it means to be mantled, we have to understand what is a mantle first.
Yes.
What is a mantle? A mantle is an outer coat that is used, that is worn by, that was worn by the prophets and religious leaders of old. But over time, the mantle was developed and it represented not just the cloak, but it represented the anointing and the calling and the authority that was on the prophet's life.
Amen.
And so when we speak or make reference to a mantle, we are talking about the purpose, the authority, the anointing that is on the servant of God's life, the power and presence of the Almighty God in the life and the ministry of the individual. So to be mantled, we are saying that to be clothed in the authority, to be clothed in the presence of God, to be clothed in purpose, to be clothed in the anointing.
Amen.
We have to understand, even from a New Testament perspective, the Bible said that according to, I believe, Mark chapter 5, and someplace in Matthew, I believe Matthew 8 or 9, where there was a woman with an issue of blood.
Yeah.
She reached out and she touched the hem of the garment of the master. She touched the thread of his tahil. That's the thread, what we call that a prayer shawl today.
Yeah.
And so she touched the thread of his tahil, and out of that, the Bible said that virtue left him.
Mm-hmm.
And healing took place in this woman.
Yes.
We see from the text that we that is read, the chapter of 2 Kings chapter 2, where the Bible said that Elijah the prophet, when he was going over Jordan, he took off his mantle and he struck Jordan, and Jordan divided.
Yeah.
We would see in the book of Exodus, where Moses would have lifted his rod and the Red Sea would have been divided, and Israel passed over on dry ground.
Yeah,
we would see Moses with the same rod strike the rock and water came out. So we have to understand that these things that are connected to the servants of God, after a while, some persons believe that it represents the anointing and the calling that is on the life of that individual.
Amen.
And so when we say mantle for the increase, we are saying we are clothing ourselves. We are putting on the anointing of the Lord. We are putting on the kingdom authority. We are putting on the mandate and the mission of God's kingdom to increase in our work for his kingdom. And so let us examine the passage. Let us look at the background of Elijah and Elisha's story to understand where we are going this evening.
Hallelujah.
We have to understand that Elijah, when he came on the scene, he was just known from scriptures and by everybody as Elijah the Tishmite, the prophet of God. There was not much mention about his background, his family, nothing much mentioned about what he did before he came on the scene. All we know is that he was a prophet, a Tishmite prophet, a prophet from Gilead. He was an enemy of Ahab and Jezebel.
Yeah.
He carried the mantle of God.
Amen.
He carried the prophetic mantle, the prophetic anointing, the prophetic authority. He sat in the prophetic office.
Yes.
He had the prophetic mantle. And because of the anointing that was on his life, he was a threat to the enemy.
Yes.
Because of the anointing that was on his life, he became an enemy to those who oppose righteousness.
Yeah.
The first point that I want to bring across, write it down. When you are mantled, you become an enemy to unrighteousness.
Yeah.
When you are mantled, you become an enemy to the kingdom of darkness. When you are mantled, you become an enemy to those who oppose Christ and the things of Christ. So there are persons who desire to be mantled, but they do not want to face what comes with the mantle. What one of the things that come is that you will become an enemy of Satan. You will become an enemy of the adversary. There will now be a target on your back. There will be now a bounty out for your head. There will be now a warrant from the enemy against you because you are mantled.
My God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want us to move further into this. The next thing we have to understand, in order to be mantled, one must be obedient and Amen. One must be ready. The scripture said, according to 1 Kings, that when Elijah, because of the mantle that was on his life, when Elijah was threatened by Jezebel, he ran. And before we get to obedience, we have to understand that there are times the mantle will cause you to be in a place of loneliness.
Yes.
There are times the mantle will cause you to be driven out from the crowd. Because of the mantle that was on Elijah's life, the scripture says Jezebel threatened him. He ran for his life. He found himself, after he left the brook, after the brook dried up, he found himself in a cave. He wanted to die. He was by himself, nobody else around. He started to pray. He felt lonely. There are times when the mantle is so heavy on you. Oh, you are a target. It brings you into a place where you might feel as if you're by yourself. The mantle sometimes will drive people away from you, but that's okay. Because that's the place where God wants you, that He can speak to you. The scripture said that when Elijah was in the cave, he saw the fire, he heard the wind, he felt the earthquake, but God was not speaking. But in a still small voice, he heard the voice of the Lord. The Lord said to him, Elijah, hear me, Elijah, you are not alone. There are prophets who have remained who Jezebel has not killed. And I am going to send you to a place where you are going to choose a new prophet to continue the work. Now, when you are mantled, as I said, you have to be obedient. Elijah went and he found Elisha.
Yes.
And he cast his mantle on him. What Elisha did, as he was there, Elisha got up from where he was. And Elisha, without any consideration, Elisha, without any second thought, he got up and he followed the man of God.
We must
be obedient to the call that is on our life.
Hallelujah.
We are mantled. In order for the mantle to take effect, we must be obedient.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Now,
we should not move with a delay. We should move without delay. What Elisha did, he moved after Elijah because the mantle rested on him.
With
quick suspicion, he understood what his calling was.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. And so we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that what the mantle does, when we are mantled, we must be obedient.
Yes, amen.
The next point I want us to look on, when we are mantled, we must be persistent. Oh, Jesus, I hear you, Lord. When we are mantled, we must be persistent. We cannot just give up because of struggles. We must continue. Oh, God. Because when the mantle was about to be exchanged from Elijah to Elisha, the Bible said he came to a particular place, and Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, let me go yonder to speak and to dialogue with God. But Elisha said to Elisha, I will not leave you. Where you go, I will go. As my soul liveth, as the Lord God liveth, I'm not going to leave your side. He was persistent. He was also determined. Oh, God. He was also dedicated. We have to understand that persistence is important when we are mantled.
Yes, amen.
God.
If we Hallelujah. Are going to receive the increase of the mantle, we must be persistent. If we are going to receive the increase of the mantle, we must be determined. If we are going to increase, if we are going to receive the increase of the mantle or be mantled for the increase, we have to be determined. We have to Hallelujah. Be persistent. We have to be dedicated.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now we have to understand what was happening here. First of all, he said, I'm not going to leave you. This, when you reach to Jericho, the mm-hmm. sons of the prophets, meaning the prophets that were in training, his mm-hmm. own companions, his own people, his own colleagues said to him, where are you going? Can't you see your master will be taken up from you?
Can
I tell you when your mantle, discouragement will come, when your mantle, disappointments will come, when your mantle, all people will come and they will tell you all type of things, trying to stop your tribe. But I say Hallelujah. To somebody, this evening, do not stop, because you are going after the mantle. You Amen. Want Hallelujah. To be mantled. Do not stop on the wayside. Do Amen. Not be distracted by Amen. The naysayers, by the trials, by the stress, by the opposition. Do not be distracted.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
We have to understand. He said, I'm not going to leave.
Praise God. Help me, Lord.
Now they moved up to Jordan. Elijah took his mantle off. He struck Jordan. Jordan divided. There were no going across. Elijah turned to Elisha, the man that bear the mantle, turned to the man who desired the mantle, and yes. he said, what do you want from me? Can I tell you, God is the holder of the mantle. The Holy Spirit is the holder of the mantle of the increase, and the Holy Spirit is asking the question, what do Jesus. You need tonight? What do you desire tonight? What do you want tonight?
Jesus.
What will be your response to the question? What will be your answer to the question of the Holy Spirit? What will be your reply to the Holy Spirit tonight concerning being mantled for the increase? What do you want from the Holy Spirit tonight?
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
And so he said, I need a double portion. I need an increase.
Jesus.
You see, when Elijah cast the mantle on Elisha for the first time, he carried the same anointing. He carried the similar anointing. He carried the same level of anointing. So what Elijah had to do was to train Elisha how to function in it. Because you see, to be mantled doesn't mean you have it all together. You mm-hmm. must be trained. You must be yes. taught. You must be mentored how to yes. handle, how to operate under this mantle.
Amen, Jesus, yes.
Yes.
And so what he did is that he asked, after being trained, after studying under Elisha, after having the understanding of what he needed to do, he said, I need a double portion.
Oh, my God.
Elijah Hallelujah. Turned to Elisha. He said, you ask for a hard thing. Mm. What you ask for is not easy. What you ask for is not a walk in the park. What you ask for, what you desire comes, oh God, with a cost. Can I tell
my
somebody
God, my
on this
God.
My form, God. That what you desire to be mantled for the increase come with a cost? What are you willing to give up? What my are you God. Willing to face? What Jesus. Are you willing to go through to be mantled for the increase?
The Lord.
Oh God, help us, Jesus.
What can you handle? Can you handle what comes with the mantle?
Jesus. My God.
Mm. Oh, so you ask for a hard thing. You ask a hard thing. You have a hard request. Oh God, you're treading on dangerous waters, Elisha. You're treading on dangerous waters.
My God.
But he said, nevertheless. Yes. Nevertheless, the Holy Spirit is saying, nevertheless.
Oh God. Oh God.
Higher portal ministry, the Holy Spirit is saying to you, nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For something that comes with a challenge, you would have faced challenge over the past 3 years, but there is coming another time when the challenge might be more intense than what you have had before. But he said, nevertheless, I'm going to give you what you desire, the mantle.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm going to clothe you with a special anointing.
Hallelujah.
With a special favor. I'm going to clothe you with a special authority.
Hallelujah.
Increase for the world.
Hallelujah.
Ahead.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
I showed to him, if you see me when I go up.
My God, my God.
If you take a glimpse, if you notice me, if you keep your eyes on me when I am taken from you, then you will receive
of your way, Lord.
Jesus.
What was Elijah saying to Elisha here? If you are focused, if you don't get distracted along the way, if you don't get sidetracked along the way, then you will receive. Oh, God Almighty, can I talk to somebody as I'm about to wrap this up? Can I have you to understand that the next thing, in order to receive the mantle, one must ask. Oh, Jesus, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, God, he shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you.
My God.
He will meet the desires of our heart. What do you desire of the Lord tonight? What do you need from him tonight to receive the increase?
My God, my God, my God.
Oh God. And so Elijah was taken up while they were walking.
Yes.
Oh God. And Elisha saw him. Elisha said, my father, the chariots of heaven, the chariots of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. He saw him. In other words, he was saying, I notice you. I see the move of God. I see the signs. I understand my mandate. I understand my purpose. I understand the mantle. I understand what I need to do. I understand what God desire of me.
Jesus. Jesus.
And he said, my father, oh God, my mentor, my prophet, oh Jesus. And as soon as he acknowledged, the Bible said the mantle of the prophet fell.
Jesus.
Now, I want you to understand these two things. When a mantle is transferred from a prophet to somebody else, two things. One, it can be, or it could be, that the prophet will be decreasing so that this person who take up this mantle will increase. It could be that this prophet, this leader, is coming out of the office so that somebody else can take his place. That's one. And it's either he resigns or he dies. The mantle is passed on. The second one is that the prophet could be going up into a higher dimension, receiving a different mantle. Yeah. So he has to release the one that is on him to receive something higher.
Amen.
And you see, Elijah received the latter of the two. He received a higher mantle because Elijah never died. Elijah was translated into heaven. Elijah, his spirit came back in the form of John the Baptist. Jesus said that John the Baptist is Elijah. Oh, hallelujah.
Come on now.
And Elijah is also coming back in the end time. Because the Bible said there are two prophets that will stand in the open and they will prophesy. So when Elijah released his mantle to Elisha, he released his mantle to receive a higher level.
Hallelujah.
To be called into a higher office. Oh, God. I don't know who need to hear this.
Come on.
Oh, Lord, I don't know why you're doing this to me, Holy Spirit, but oh, as you lead me, Father, can I break for a minute and declare a prophetic word?
Amen.
Over this, this,
amen.
This
amen.
Ministry. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. A time is coming very soon where the director will have to lay down the mantle.
Mm.
Oh, Jesus. For somebody else to pick it up so that she can be carried into a higher level. Jesus. Is it that she's going to facilitate the ministry? No. She will be a part of the ministry. But she will be carried to a higher level so that this can be, it can expand beyond the Zoom platform.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Expand, having offices in different areas in the world, having physical offices where people can come in to a prayer clinic. A prayer clinic, I said it and I'm going to say it again. A prayer clinic where they can be prayed for. Their spiritual needs can be met.
Lord.
That's what the Lord is saying to me. And I have to release this prophetic word. I don't know how far or how near it is from now, but that's what the Lord had told me. Listen.
Jesus.
Last month, let me just, I don't normally testify when I'm preaching, but when the Holy Spirit bids me to. Last month, it was last month or the month before, I went to, for those who know Jamaica well, I'm living in Manchester. I went to Westmoreland to minister at a healing and deliverance night at a particular church in a place called, in Westmoreland, in a community called Waterworks. That's about 2 hours drive from where I'm living. And in that service, in the deliverance session, the Lord had allowed me to lay my rag, my towel that I was wiping my sweat with on a young lady. And the Lord says, release your mantle on her.
Jesus.
The mantle of a prophet, the prophetic mantle that you're flowing in. And I couldn't understand why, but for me as an individual, I always tell myself, I don't have to understand what God is doing to do it. I just do what God says. I don't question him. And what I did, as I released the prophetic anointing that was on me, on her, that mantle, I said, God, I don't know where you're taking me, but wherever you're taking me, I am going to follow. About 2 to 3 weeks after that, was last week, I believe. Yes, last week, I went to a place in Clarendon known, in Manchester, Clarendon, known as Woodhall. And a bishop in our church by the name of Bishop Dr. Roderick Sr., he was the speaker for the night. He said to me, Pastor Campbell, come here. The Lord gave me a word for you. And he started to prophesy to me. He said, listen, there is a prophetic anointing. And he moved from that. He said, you are called into a prophetic office. He said to me, we know that our church does not appoint prophets. But he said, the Lord tell me to tell you, you are a prophet. You sit in a prophetic office.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. He said, the prophetic anointing that is on you is a serious anointing. It is not ordinary. It's a serious anointing. After service, he said to me, it has been a long time that I have been watching you, and this mark has been on you. Listen, remember, it was a couple weeks before that I released a prophetic mantle that I previously carried on somebody in Westmoreland.
Amen.
And I went to the next side of the island, and a mantle was released from heaven on me. Of the prophet.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Before, amen. I was just flowing in the anointing of the prophet. And I had to release that mantle that I could sit into the office of the prophet.
My God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I say all of this to say that when your mantle, whatever mantle you carry now, when the Lord mantle you tonight, when the Lord clothed you with this authority tonight,
Jesus.
You are going to carry something where that supersede what you have been carrying before. You are going to carry a weight. Because what I didn't tell you before is that the mantle is not just authority, it's not just an office, it's not just a mandate. But the mantle represents the glory. I'm just going to take the next 3 minutes to tell you this. We have to understand that when Elisha received the mantle, the scripture said, listen carefully, that if we study, the historians and the theologians with the backing of the scripture showed us that Elijah worked or performed about 16 miracles. But Elisha doubled that.
Yes.
Elisha doubled the amount of miracles that was performed under Elijah's ministry.
Yeah.
Who Elijah could not kill, the anointing, the increase of the anointing that came on Elisha caused the enemies of Elijah to die.
Yeah.
Oh, God. For Ahab died under Elijah, but Jezebel still stood. But when Elisha came on the scene, the weight of the mantle caused Jezebel's death. And in turn, killed about 70 of Ahab's sons. I want us to understand that everything that opposed you over the past 3 years, this year, tonight, you're about to receive a mantle.
Oh,
a mantle that says you are going to kill every devil.
Yes.
You are going to kill every opposition.
My God.
Are going to kill every diabolical spirit
that has been
in you Over the past 3 years, I feel that I'm going to prophesy once again. I prophesy that the mantle that you are about to receive will cause a massive outbreak of this ministry in the name of Jesus.
And
with the God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Some
person will open their
microphone.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes. Yes, what you're doing, you're putting the kingdom of darkness on notice. Oh, because after tonight, there will be an outbreak. There'll be a worldwide mission coming out of this one. There will be branches bursting out of this one in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You have not seen nothing yet. You have not seen anything yet. You have not seen the increase yet. It's about to happen bountifully. It's about to happen without restriction, without constraint, without limit.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I only have 120 seconds remaining, but I want you to understand that what was happening is that when Elisha took up the mantle of Elijah and he went back to Jordan, the sons of the prophets, his colleagues were standing on the other side of Jordan, looking to see what he was about to do. Doubting that he had the authority.
Can I
tell you that David looking to see you fail, looking to see what you're about to do. But I tell you the truth, Elisha lifted up his head. He said, where is the God of Elijah? And the Bible said he struck Jordan. When he stood by Jordan, Jordan had to be divided even more swiftly.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh God, I feel the presence of God through this medium. I feel the presence of God in this convention. I feel that mantles are falling. Mantles are falling.
My God.
Mantles are falling. Will you receive the mantle? Receive the
mantle.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Supernatural
anointing. Hallelujah.
Your very presence, your very presence will bring a change. Your very presence will bring a change.
Hallelujah.
Will bring a change. People will see God when they see you. When you pray, heaven will answer immediately because of the new mantle that you're receiving.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus.
Receive, As I'm closing in 60 seconds, mantles are being released. Mantles are being released. Receive
Hallelujah.
Your mantle. Receive yours.
Hallelujah.
Receive yours.
Hallelujah.
Receive yours.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
I say in the next 10 seconds.
Hallelujah.
In the next 10 seconds, there will be an outbreak of mantles. 10.
Hallelujah.
9. 8.
Hallelujah.
7. Six,
Hallelujah.
Five,
What's your name
four,
of Jesus?
Three, two, one, receive.
Hallelujah.
Receive.
Hallelujah.
Receive.
Hallelujah.
Receive in the name of Jesus.
That's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So closing
the
remarks.
Name of Jesus.
Elijah was taken up.
Praise
the mantle fell.
Jesus.
Elisha took it up.
Yes, Jesus.
He did not stop.
Thank you, Jesus.
Immediately he moved into the direction of ministry.
Jesus.
After tonight.
Hallelujah.
No pause.
Hallelujah.
No delay.
Hallelujah.
Move straight into it.
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
Hallelujah. That's the
Father,
name
in the
of
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. I pray for every individual that is a part of this ministry.
Jesus.
I declare that mantles will locate them where they are now. Divine mantles. And they will begin to operate. Hey God. Operate in the calling that you have called them. That you have set out for them. I release, God Almighty, every individual that is on this medium. I call them into the, oh God, I declare that there is a prophetic intercessive mantle in this, oh God, ministry. In the name of Jesus. A prophetic intercessive mantle. Where your prayers
Hallelujah.
Jesus, yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Thus buried me my the where I am the current went, electricity is gone, is out. But I declare that mantles are released and you are unstoppable in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
As I hand over back to the moderator, I want the persons on the live on this medium just to open your microphone and declare we are unstoppable.
Hallelujah.
We receive mantles
we are unstoppable.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for having me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Name of Jesus.
That's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's the name of Jesus. Of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we worship you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
We bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mighty God. Mighty God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's
the name of Jesus.
Thank Hallelujah. You for having me Hallelujah. Tonight.
Hallelujah.
It was good being
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Can we shout the hallelujah in the house?
Hallelujah.
I said, leave me at the altar. He's the truth.
Yes.
Amen.
Mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.